Welcome to the Kaspersky Daily Podcast. I'm Brian Donahue, and today I'm going to talk about the purpose of two-factor authentication. Until only recently, the term two-factor authentication was cyberjargon. It was reserved for IT teams and companies that provided online web login services. In reality, the practice of two-factor authentication has been around for a lot longer than even computers have, but only recently has the phrase reared its head in the mainstream media or the popular consciousness. That was then, though, and now the term seems to be everywhere. This is really a good thing. Two-factor provides just enough extra protection that you won't lose your account completely if your password and username end up in the wrong hands. You may wonder how it would even be possible for your password to end up in the wrong hands, but it really happens quite frequently. For example, you have a Gmail account. Suppose you urgently need to reply to an email while at a friend's place, or at an airport, or at a hotel. The local computer or unsecured wireless network is at your service, right? You log in, check your email, and log out. No big deal, right? Well, little did you know that the friend's computer had a keystroke logger or some other malware installed on it, or that the wireless network was being monitored in some way. One of our malware analysts here, Dmitry Bestuzev, once stopped by a hotel's business center, and out of habit, he scanned the computer for viruses before using it. He immediately changed his mind about using it. The computer was infected by not one or two, but a total of 8 different viruses. That's how passwords end up in the wrong hands. Then, whoever is controlling the malware just kicks back and watches, hoping that you or one of your contacts has something of value to say. Now, if you had had two-factor enabled, that same hacker would know your username and login, but he wouldn't be able to access your account because he wouldn't have access to the second factor of authentication. This is because the hacker is required to enter an additional one-time password that Google sends to your mobile phone. This additional password is the second factor, and your original password is the first factor of authentication. The banks have been at this for a while now. They were the real pioneers of two-factor authentication because, really, the account information you're storing in your online bank account is just more valuable, or at least perceived to be more valuable, than the information you're storing elsewhere. Now, though, all the major services are getting on board with this. It's being introduced into email service providers, social networking sites, note storage services, the list goes on and on. It's even starting to be pushed into online stores. If you've ever paid online with a card that uses technology similar to 3D Secure, you most likely remember being asked to enter a transaction authorization number, generally called a TAN. It's sent to you via SMS. You enter the code and enjoy your purchase while thinking about how inconvenient, but safe, it is to enter the TAN number every time you make a purchase. Still, two-factor is no cure-all. Neither the banks nor the everyday internet users like yourself should be resting on their laurels. If a cyber criminal is unable to see your phone with the TAN number displayed on it directly, this doesn't mean that he or she will necessarily not be able to obtain the second factor of authentication in some other way. Your smartphone can be infected with a Trojan. The popular ZBot Trojan is making the rounds right now. It can intercept text messages and it can just send that TAN message right on to the criminal. How does this happen? It can happen in a couple of ways. You can download it directly from some application marketplace, or the criminal can send you a phishing email purporting to be from your bank with a false notification asking you to download the new banking app. Of course, if you download that app, what you're really downloading is that Trojan. The scenario leads to something of an obvious question. Why is two-factor authentication necessary if it can be bypassed in the first place? It's necessary because this second factor is an additional element of security that a criminal has to try fairly hard to bypass. The complexity of this task is so much higher, and the percentage of success at doing it is so much lower that it's more reasonable for a criminal to just focus on simpler tasks or users that are using less security. You could also just invest in a second, simple $30 phone for the purposes, the sole purpose, of receiving transaction authentication numbers via SMS. Or you could avoid going to so much trouble and just install some AV on your phone, or make sure you're downloading the apps you think you are downloading from legitimate marketplaces, which is sometimes easier said than done.